News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, sticking with schools reopening and vaccinating children, let's get the opinion of a health expert on the matter. Professor of Immunovirology at University College Cork, Liam Fanning, joins us now. Good morning, Liam. Thank you for taking our call. Straight to it, you heard the minister there. In your view, should we be vaccinating all children ahead of their return to school?
I think so, yes. There's a couple of reasons for this. One, mainly really, is that, you know, children get co-infected with SARS-CoV-2 and common viruses such as RSV. We really don't quite know the complications that's going to lead from a health perspective, but also from a management, because the symptoms are quite similar. So you could have, you know, whole, you know, areas are closed down because of the respiratory virus, not SARS-CoV-2. I think that's one of the main reasons. The other two is, even though protection from long COVID long COVID is a rare complication in children, it's something that we can protect. We have a vaccine to protect against that. And we live in a society with close-knit families. So, you know, by vaccinating children, we're reducing transmission to others as well. So in order to kind of have maximum protection for our nation, I think we need to vaccinate as many people as possible. And bear in mind too also, Mark, that these vaccines have given us great protection against all the variants
One of the things that amazed me is that, you know, people talking about herd immunity and whatever the percentages, I've heard various different ones, 70%, 75%, 80%, 85%, etc. But that figure, that percentile or whatever it is of the entire population. And it always seemed to me that when we were discussing that, we were discussing adults only and not children.
You're absolutely correct. And I think we need to start, you know, the figures that were given recently were 83% single vaccination, 68% double vaccination for the adult population. I think we need to strip that away now and start reporting, you know, population-wide figures. That includes people under 16 years of age, so that we have a sense of what's actually how this nation is protected. So, you know, we're probably in around about 60% actually of the total population protected. But there's nearly 2 million people, I think, from between under 16 and 1 and 2 years of age. Like, so there's quite an amount of individuals who are potential vectors for this infection around society. And I think we need to move as rapidly as possible to 12 to 16 year olds. That'll give us full protection then for the secondary schools and then so on, then move down then to the over fives.
On the subject of vaccinations, do you think that we have a problem around the public health messaging with vaccinations? I was very struck by Joe Biden's remarks towards the end of last week, where he, you know, they're having big problems with Delta in the States at the moment. But his quote was, we now have a pandemic amongst the unvaxxed. And if there's a sizable or significant population who, for whatever reason, are not vaccinated or refuse to get vaccinated, then we are going to have this problem for a very long time.
We are going to have this problem for a while anyway, Mark, no matter whether, you know, the unvaccinated take their vaccine or not. But where we can, we've been very good in this country of having public health campaigns, information campaigns. And I think, you know, we need to have the start of a public health campaign as to why it's of value, both from an individual perspective and a societal perspective, to vaccinate the 12 to 16s and then the 5 to 11. You know, start now. Parents and guardians who are responsible for the care of their 5 and 11-year-olds want to do the best that's possible for them. And we need to give clear, concise messaging as to why this is of value from an individual perspective, a family perspective, and then ultimately then from a societal perspective.
We'll leave it there. That's Professor of Immunovirology at University College Cork, Professor Liam Fanning. Thank you very much.